The World This Week, Politics.
Vladimir Putin resurfaced to address Russians in a televised speech after a mutiny by troops from the mercenary Wagner Group, trying to reassert his authority following perhaps the most serious challenge to his two decades in power. The president said the organizers of the revolt had betrayed their country, but repeated a promise that those who took part could either join the Russian army or move to Belarus. Yevgeny Prigozhin, Wagner's leader, claimed that his rebellion, which had started to march on Moscow, was a protest at the military's mishandling of the Ukraine war. The speed at which Wagner's troops advanced in Russia has led to speculation about collusion with Russian generals and the potential for civil war. Mr. Prigozhin went into exile in Belarus under a deal brokered by the Belarusian dictator Alexander Lukashenko. Latvia, Lithuania and Poland, which all border Belarus, warned that the regrouping of Wagner forces in that country posed a threat to their security. The failed rebellion by Wagner Group raised questions about the future of its operations in Africa, where it is thought to have some 5,000 mercenaries and extensive business interests. Press reports suggested that Russia's government is trying to take direct control of Wagner's foreign operations, including those in Syria. Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, said that Ukraine's counteroffensive was making gains. In its regular assessment, Britain's Ministry of Defence reported that Ukraine may have retaken some land in the Donbass region that Russia has occupied since 2014, but described this as a small advance. The presidents of Lithuania and Poland met Mr. Zelensky to talk about Ukraine's application to join NATO. Lithuania is hosting a summit of the military alliance on July 11th and 12th that will discuss Ukraine's bid for membership. The second election in Greece in a month was won by the conservative New Democracy Party, which now holds a rare majority in parliament. After winning the previous election in May, the party called for a new ballot to give it a bigger mandate. It trounced the left-wing Syriza party by 23 percentage points, with the far right also making gains. The new parliament is the most right-wing since democracy was restored in 1974. Rioting broke out in Paris and other cities in France after police shot dead a teenager of North African descent who drove away from a traffic stop. Police unions criticized Emmanuel Macron, the president, after he described the shooting as inexcusable.